You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. With an elder statesman and a bona fide star of the jazz world, that was the great Charlie Hayden on the signature double bass with the tune We Shall Overcome to kick off this hour of Neon Jazz. That tune was off the 1969 album Liberation Music Orchestra. And did he ever overcome during a long and influential jazz journey? That recently came to an end on July 11, 2014, at the age of 76. It was his tenure with the Liberation Music Orchestra he co-led with Carla Bley, along with the collaborations with saxophonist Ornette Coleman and pianist Keith Jarrett, that galvanized his lore in the jazz universe. From a farm in Shenandoah, Iowa, he was destined for music at an early age and made his professional debut as a singer at the age of 2 on the Hayden family's radio show. At the age of 15, he contracted a bulbar form of polio affecting his throat and facial muscles, and he was unable to control his pitch while singing. So he went on ahead and did the jazz world a favor and picked up the double bass, and that would make him communicate the music that he loved. Charlie saw jazz as the music of rebellion, and he wanted to challenge the world with his music and risks. The bottom line is this: he believed that all music originated from the same place and never put music into categories. His warm tone and subtle vibrato on the double bass made him a huge lure to solidifying a song, gig, and ultimately a career we will all never forget. And that, my friends, is why Charlie overcame. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Dimino, coming to you from the home of Charlie Yardberg Parker, Herman Mahari, Stan Kessler, and many, many luminaries in this here jazz world, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, always ready and willing to open up our jazz riches to you. Let's keep our chin up here on the show. Our next number comes from the great Tito Puente meeting Woody Herman with the song aptly named Tito Meets Woody. Thank you.
Abel Ramirez, and you are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the big band leader Zim Zemeral with his orchestra with the tune Call Me Irresponsible. And that's not what he was. His music was part of Baltimore's cultural, social, and political life for more than 40 years, and now the Zim Zemeral Big Band keeps on playing in his honor right from the great state of Maryland. The band featured the best of Broadway, the big band era, and well beyond. All the ingredients for a successful Zim sound. And it gets trapped up there in your head. Let's go into the guitar next here on Neon Jazz. This is the great Kenny Burrell with the tune Sea Jam Blues. Thank you.
everybody. This is Megan Birdsall, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Of steel, sir. This hammer's gonna be the death of me. This hammer's gonna be the death of me. Hammer's gonna be the death of me. Hammer's gonna be the death of me. John Henry said to his captain, now a man ain't nothing but a man. Before let your steel drill bring me down. I will die with that hammer in my. I'll die with that hammer in my hand. I'll die with that hammer in my hand. I'll die with that hammer in my hand. John Henry said to his shaker, now shaker, why don't you sing? I'm shaking 12 pounds from my hip on down. Now don't you hear that cold steel ring? Don't you hear that cold steel ring? Don't you hear that cold steel ring? Don't you hear that cold steel ring?
That was the rising jazz star singer Cecile McLaurin-Salvan with the tune John Henry off her critically acclaimed 2013 album Woman Child. From Miami, she started classical piano studies at the age of 5, and she was singing at 8. Her real signature is performing unique interpretations of unknown and scarcely recorded jazz and blues compilations. She focuses on the theatrical portrayal of the jazz standard and composes music and lyrics, which also she sings in French, her native language, as well as Spanish. She is a very unique singer out there in the jazz world. Let's take a step back in the jazz time machine on this next track on Neon Jazz. Here's Bob Chester with his orchestra with the tune Starburst.
This is Mark with the Summers family here in Liberty, and every Saturday morning we listen to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the talented pianist Orrin Evans with his tune Explain It To Me featuring the Captain Black Big Band on 2014's Mother Touch album. Born in New Jersey and raised in the city of brotherly love, he went on to Rutgers University studying with Kenny Barron. From there, he was a sideman for Bobby Watson, Ralph Peterson, and Dwayne Eubanks, leading him into a very successful jazz forest. For all you pickle lovers out there, this tune goes out to you. Here's Georgie's Varsity 5 off the High 5 Variety 2009 CD with the song Dill Pickles.
Some more neon jazz.
Do it.
Thank you.
That was jazz clarinetist Omer Simeon with his trio with the tune Buku Jack. He was also fluent on the soprano, alto, and baritone sax. The New Orleans native was the son of a cigar maker and set his star in the jazz universe in the 1940s, working in the bands of Coleman Hawkins and Jimmy Lunsford. But all that was cut short at the age of 57 when he died of throat cancer. And as we say over and over again around here, that music lives on. Let's get back to the modern era here on the show. This is the outfit known as In Mission of Tradition with the 2007 song Baby Elephant Walk.
Afro-Cuban Jazz Cartel, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you.
That was band leader, trombonist, and music executive Bobby Byrne with the song The Man I Love. His big band was never a huge success, but was always very well respected. He modeled his playing after the great Tommy Dorsey, and he was an extreme perfectionist. And it was this perfectionism that they said that could very well have been why his band was never quite as successful as it should have been. Our next musical dandy on this Hour of Jazz Together is the Ivanhoe Jazz Group with the 2010 song, Weary Blues. Thank you.
Marcus of the Lenny Marcus Trio, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was bandleader Herb Miller with the tune Blue Star. He followed in the footsteps of his late brother Glenn and was the youngest of the three Miller brothers. He became interested in music at the age of 12 when his oldest brother Dean bought him a secondhand trumpet. In the 1930s, Herb went on the road with the Glenn Miller Band as the manager and then went on to etch his own star in the jazz universe. This next tune is a keeper on Neon Jazz. Here's the great Keynoters with the 2011 song, You're Driving Me Crazy.
Thank you.
That was the great alto saxophonist and bandleader Pete Brown with his all-star quintet with the song That's My Weakness. Taking the honors of ending this hour of neon jazz together is Jack Davies with his Flea Circus on the 2012 song called Zapsushalka. The London-based trumpeter and writer runs his own record label, and he is a very impressive musician. A great way to end the show. And with that, thanks to you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the leader of our own Flea Radio Circus around here, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? Let us know. We'd love to take your suggestions from out there in Radio Land. You can reach us at neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.